Planes and helicopters have been dropping water and flame retardants in efforts to stop the fires from spreading.
That was most impressive. It's incredible to see the air attack tankers come in like that they do, especially the DC-10.
But heavy smoke above some areas makes flying to them impossible.
It's a blessing and a curse, the smoke. It keeps a lid on things and kind of reduces fire behavior a little bit, but at the same time, when it's a smoky, we can't fly aircraft.
Officials are warning residents to stay indoors until the smoke clears. The smoke and frequent evacuations also have been hard on the local farm animals. Nearly 29,000 firefighters are working to extinguish large fires across the drought and heat-stricken West. Many residents have joined the efforts to contain the march of fires approaching their homes and to offer refuge to those who had to flee theirs.
This is a very generous and a very tight-knit community. And so as soon as the word got out, folks that knew each other opened up their homes to each other. And even some of the lodges opened up and allowed people to stay at the lodge for the night.
There is fear that a coming storm could flare up the fires in some parts of Washington State. The good news is that fires were cleared in some places, enabling residents to return to their homes. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.